Oh yeah, we're about to get nerdy with behind the scenes tech talk as it pertains to social media, video platforms, podcasting, websites, and more. So take off those pocket protectors. You won't need them here. Pour yourself a tall glass of Code Red Mountain Dew, get comfortable, and prepare to talk nerdy. After Hours starts right now.
Hello, crew, and welcome to After Hours. We are going to talk a little bit tonight about diversification of platforms, and that can mean a lot of different things. I know when you hear that term, the big dogs come to mind, the YouTubes and the Facebooks and the Instagrams and the Twitters, but there's other things out there as well. There's other mediums, not just video, but other mediums as well as far as platforms and different things we can be working. So we're going to talk about some of our favorites, some of the lesser known, some of the newer ones that are out there, and we're going to hopefully get a little specific as we run through our panel talking about things we like about specific platforms. I mean, we all hate YouTube in a way, for example, but YouTube does have its perks every now and then. Diversification is a very important thing, and I'll get a little bit more into that once we run through our panel and welcome everybody in. So we've got that guy's wife.
Hello, and thank you for the link.
Yes, ma'am. We've got Budget. What's up, man?
Hey, Clover. Thanks for the invite. All as always, love this show, and I think this is a really, really good topic that people pretty much have to pay attention to if you're a creator.
Agreed. And the purveyor of GunTube.org, we got Night Strike in the house. What's up, bud?
Hi, thanks for the invite. I'm looking forward to the chat. I love After Hours.
There you go. Where the Code Red Mountain Dew is free, and somebody hopefully brought some Red Vines or Twizzlers, maybe. I don't know. Gizzard, what's happening, buddy?
Hey, not a whole lot. Thanks for the invite and giving me something to cluck about tonight, man.
Right, exactly. And Mr. Patriot looks like jumped in there last minute, so we'll hop back and get to him so he don't get gizzarded. All right, Patriot.
Thanks for the invite. I'm checking out a new headset, so I can't really hear.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Well, that kind of sucks because you're already screwed.
That's what I'm talking about. That's,
I heard ghosts, so I guess it's not so bad. Well, it depends on who's talking. If it's a bad.
So we gotta talk louder. He's like, talk louder. But anyway.
Yeah, I'm blind. Talk louder. Come on.
Yeah, there you go. Ghost, what's happening, bro?
I'm just here for the paycheck, so
right.
I'll do the minimal for the paycheck. So, yeah, no, thanks for having me.
It's in the mail, but we all know how the mail is. So.
Especially in my hometown.
Well, no kidding. So it's 2 weeks from everywhere, apparently.
Yeah, from everywhere at least. Yeah.
So let's dive into this a little bit. Before we do, I just remind everybody out there in the chat, both on the YouTube side, the Gun Channel side, as well as those listening in replay, wherever that might be, if you have those nerdy questions, put them in the chat out there, put them in the comments. We'll run those through the panel. We'll get a consensus and opinion for you. If it is in the comments below, I don't know that the panel will be able to answer it, but surely I'll be able to take care of you. You can also shoot an email off if you have anything nerdy you want to talk about to live@clovertac.com. So platform diversification. Honestly, I'm going to go off on a tangent for just a second. There's been so much going on with YouTube lately that I weighed ditching tonight's topic and actually going with something else. But we've done, I think, 2 weeks in a row of YouTube-related stuff and really wanted to mix it up. And, of course, that goes along with platform diversification too. But platform diversification, it was really instrumental for me a few months back when I got those strikes. I was already on just absolutely as many platforms as I could get on, is from video platforms to social media to podcasts to forums, what have you. And, you know, I found that, you know, having that basically 90-day suspension here on YouTube, that, you know, it didn't, along the way, it bothered me at first. It always will if you ever have something like that happen. But, you know, as time went on and I started watching the analytics, I realized that, you know, YouTube, with the evergreen content that I had out and other things, it was taking care of itself. I didn't have to worry about it quite that much. And then so I realized, though, as I started paying more attention to the other platforms, started realizing that, you know, in the end, I was really spending way too much time. I had way too much in the boat, so to speak, as far as YouTube was concerned. And then I needed to be careful and pay a little more attention to how my diversification strategy actually worked. And it's turned out great. I mean, it's led to a lot of cool things from me, from the podcast over there, facilitated basically through Podbean, and then pushing out to places like Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, that sort of stuff. To, you know, getting, being able to do more with, GunStreamer, GunTube, Full 30, you know, on the video side, Instagram on the picture side, as far as social and that sort of stuff. But, what I want to, kind of run through the room here, I want to kind of run through the room and get a consensus. I know a couple of the guys here are pretty well diversified. They may be as bad as me, where you don't really know how many platforms you're actually on. Sadly, that's the case with me. I've signed up for platforms that they're, you know, just to have an account there, have a presence there, that I've really never been back to. And of course if somebody comments or somebody, something like that, I'll get a notification. I do know that. I've already tested that theory. But there's just currently there's no traffic, but it's still a good idea to be there. But as far as you know, let us know, you know, not necessarily how many in number, but roughly what platforms and types of content that you're dealing with out there. Ghost, we'll start on your end.
Holy cow.
Yeah, a lot. I know you're
a lot.
Your answer to that's going to be a lot.
A lot. I'm on pretty much every video platform you can get. I'm on pretty much every audio podcasting platform you can be on. I've got a Wix blog. I'm on gearreport.com doing reviews for them. I mean, goodness gracious. I mean, it's well over 20, at least, you know. There's no telling.
Gotcha. So, you know, a variety. Everything but Reddit for you, pretty much.
I'm huge on Reddit. I'm absolutely enormous on Reddit.
Right. I hear he's got his own subreddit.
There you go. That's quite possible. Mr. Gizzard, what about you?
Well, I'm on probably most, if not all, the major video platforms, social media platforms. One of the things I like to do a lot of is work in Instagram, because A, it's really easy to do, and I always did like photography, and B, I can instantly share to three other platforms from there at one time. I tend to take advantage of things where you can, you know, do multiple postings in one post. But, so, yeah, that and LinkedIn and stuff, like a little bit of everything out there. Some stuff that doesn't have a whole lot of people, like MeWe and stuff like that. But basically, if I think I can fit in a little bit and, you know, get my stuff out there, I'll try it. I even played a little bit with something my daughter was messing with the other day, which is Snapchat, but I'm not real sure how I can make use of that. But that's a weird platform.
Yeah, that's a hard cookie to crack. If you're looking at it from a business standpoint, you know, it really is. That's more of a personal use type.
Yeah, thing. I'm not sure it'll work out, but I'm trying new things.
Right. Gotcha. Now, for those that don't know, Gary did throw out MeWe there. MeWe, you know, go check that out if you would like. But MeWe is a social media platform similar to Facebook in a lot of different ways, I guess. Nice Strike, you obviously spend a lot of time with GunTube, but have you branched out?
You have no idea.
Other stuff.
As Night Strike, I have. Gary mentioned MeWe. I'm on MeWe. I'm on the major ones. You know, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter as well. I'm Instagram. I don't do a lot of Instagram. I'm trying to step up my game again. It's just, you know, it's hard juggling my YouTube channel stuff and the GunTube stuff when the GunTube stuff ends up taking up most of my time. Because I want GunTube to succeed. I'm not trying to neglect my channel. I want my channel to succeed as well. But I'm having I personally am having issues trying to juggle the two when I'm the only one working on it.
Right. And for you, it's, you know, I understand. I mean, you've got the two projects basically, and then, you know, multiple formats on one of those projects. So, yeah, it can get hectic. We definitely understand that.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to make any other excuses other than I'm the only one working on GunTube, and I'm the only one who does videos and whatnot on the Night Strike channel. I do have help as far as the podcast and the chats. And I appreciate everyone that jumps in and, you know, participates, whether it's, you know, on the live chat or if it's actually in the panel as a panelist. So I just want to put that out there.
Right. Now, guy out there, he's saying BitChute, and I think I'm on BitChute. I think I played around with that just a little bit. I haven't gotten serious on it, that's for sure.
I have an issue with BitChute, and it's because I know how it works, and I will keep my reservations to myself.
Got you. Budget, let you jump in here.
Well, of course, I'm on the big ones. I'm on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I'm also on GunTube, GunStreamer, HugeTube, and I do have a MeWe account, though I don't do very much with it. I probably should, but I don't. It's a smaller platform, video platform called CocoScope. I use that one too, which that one's kind of interesting. It has built-in monetization that you can do automatically, kind of a Patreon type.
Right. Right. That's interesting. I don't think I've heard of that one before. I'm definitely going to have to make a note of that. Patriot, what about you?
Well, I'm not as diversified, I guess. I am on, obviously, YouTube and GunTube and GunStreamer. I haven't done the other platforms. I have kind of issues with some of the platforms as far as how they work and accessibility and my time. I am on Instagram. I do so over there. I mean it's not very big, but the biggest one is Twitter, and for a while I was, you know, doing a lot over there, but I have a couple accounts, and you know that one, it'll drop off. You know, you'll lose, you know, 500 to 1,000, you know, people in a SWAT, so it kind of drops once in a while. But you know, I've did pretty good when I first got on there, and it's not, you know, it's pretty easy for a blind guy to deal with. I don't connect like my Instagram to the Twitter because it doesn't do any of the tags or anything good. It just throws an image, and nobody's going to search at it unless they're following you because they like you. So it's not anything that's going to find, you know, so I don't do that. I am on Facebook. I have, you know, it's more of a personal account. I don't really do. I mean, I post stuff over there just to bother my family, but really, that's about it. The Instagram, I like doing that just because it's kind of difficult.
Yeah.
Excuse me, but yeah, with the Twitter, that's the one I kind of, you know, go off on a little bit because it's, I don't know, a lot of people don't like it, but you can get a lot of stuff out there quick, and you know, when you're, you know, I'm not a big guy, but you know, at a time I had over you know, 3,000 on one of my accounts over there. So that, you know, it's bigger than any of my other, you know, as far as people being able to see something I do. But
right, right. What about you, dear?
Yeah, I'm nowhere near all of you guys at all. So I don't have the time for all of that. But I have Facebook, I do YouTube, Gunstreamer, Instagram. I do Snapchat, but I don't do Snapchat with any of this. I do Snapchat with my kids. I'm not sure where that would be applicable for this. But I did start a blog, so that's one way for me to get out there too. So yeah.
I mean, when we're talking about platforms, I mean, great segue into what I was going to talk about. But your own website is certainly considered a platform, in my opinion. Especially if you link content up there, or if you blog from there, or you write reviews from there, whatever it might be. As far as the platforms I'm on, I can run through them through my social media thing here on the website real quick. YouTube, Gunstreamer, Facebook, iHeartRadio, Gun Channels, Patreon. Yes, that is a platform you can follow, and a lot of people do put stuff up there that you do not have to support that channel in order to see. Instagram, Pool30, Gear Report, LinkedIn, Spotify, we got iTunes, Stitcher, Trending. My mind's starting to turn here. GunTube, since he's in here, I better mention him, but definitely got to mention GunTube. And and Podbean. And then, like I said, I'm on Brideon, Twitter, YouTube, Firearm Fanatics. Good Lord. I could go on and on and on and on. I have a presence a lot of different places. But with that said, talking about presence, you know, having presence in a lot of different places, what I'd like to do is kind of move into some of the ones. Budget, you brought up something really interesting in the comments, and that was about some of these platforms and things that just have utter weirdness. And also Nightstrike put out there, you put it in the private chat about BitChute, he didn't want to talk about it, but I think that's definitely something we need to talk about in a way, is that the way that works is more of I can handle it, don't worry about it. It's more of like a peer-to-peer type network, and we won't get all nerdy into the intricacies of how all that works, but it has to do with other members and stuff sharing things, hosting things themselves and sharing things, which, you know, I could see being a potential issue for sure, especially for, large traffic for a lot of bandwidth and stuff going on. But back to what Budget was saying, and I'll let him talk about it and elaborate a little more about some of the platforms. We'll talk about some of the ones that have weirdness that we don't necessarily like, I guess. And it doesn't have to be because there's weirdness going on or anything like that. But are there any that you really don't work that heavily because of the weirdness?
No, really, I don't. I kind of embrace weirdness. So, I'm not necessarily judgmental of it. I just felt that, because for those that aren't able to read the chat, I put out there a warning that the CocoScope platform that I mentioned doesn't believe in censorship, which is good in one thing, because you can express any opinion you want. You don't have to worry about the powers that run the platform getting upset about it and getting rid of you. You don't have to worry about, you talking about how to build an AR-15 or how to make a black pipe shotgun or whatever, or, you know, how to do anything like that and getting your video yanked or demonetized because that, politically speaking, they don't like it. CocoScope won't do that. However, there is another side to that coin, and is that they allow people to pretty much put whatever they want
as long as it's not outright sexual content. They're allowed to express nudity and whatnot over there. So you get a lot of thought content, you know, that hoe over there thought. You get a lot of those types of channels that go over there. I know there are firearms, people interested in firearms over there. Hell, I get better views over there than I do on GunStreamer. Mm-hmm. So wow. I know it's there. And I specifically talked to the platform owner over there about the firearms content, and she was like, yeah, please go right ahead. So just some of these places you have to beware.
Right.
Because it's different over there. It's a different place.
Yeah. Yep. Totally get you. But that's kind of good that you actually can talk to the people there too. I know that's a big plus for a lot of the places like GunStreamer that, you know, you can actually talk to a real person. Huge deal. Nice strike. I'll let you jump in. Is there any particular platform? I mean, you'd been mentioned some of the issues with BitChute and how it works, yeah. But is there any platform that just, you know, you just don't get on because it's just too weird or strange, or you don't like the way it works or whatever?
Well, there's one I'm not that active on, but I am on. But I want to make one thing clear. It's not that with the whole BitChute thing, I just don't like the way they're doing it. I don't want it to sound like one company is bad mouthing another. I support what they're trying to do. I just don't like the software and the way they're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
No, you know, their method. I don't agree with their method, but I support the goal.
Yeah.
So yeah,
the project, just not the method, basically.
Yeah, right. You know, I would have done it a different way, and I am doing it a different way. So, anyways, the one I'm not working on too hard is a one that's getting a lot of flack these days because of what one individual is. They decided to the media and everybody else decided to demonize everyone that uses it and the platform itself, and that is the one called Gab. I'm sure you've heard of it.
I don't think
I've never heard of it.
I don't think I have. So,
Gab AI.
Yeah, no, I mean I haven't.
I've never heard of that.
So it's like an alternative to Twitter, but because a weird you know, liberal nut job spout a bunch of stuff on there, and then went and did something, you know, bad, and, you know, people got hurt because of it. They decided, you know, the media decided to demonize the entire platform, and they lost their a lot of their funding and a lot of their and their web hosting to host their site. Mm-hmm. And they had to do a whole drive and whatnot from the users to be able to, you know, they had to crowdsource it to be able to get different servers and get back online, and they're just getting back to where they were, like, you know, 7, 8, 12 months ago.
Right.
So
now Weston out there has mentioned one, but before we do that, just a reminder, if you're out there and you got nerd questions, go ahead and throw them in the comments on Gun Channels or here on the YouTubes. And if you're listening in replay, throw them in the comments below and try to get to those. But he mentions one called Minds, MINDS. Is anybody familiar with that one at all?
Yeah, I've heard of it. No, I looked at it at one point, but I didn't think anything that would bring a different audience, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I've never heard of it.
Okay, gotcha. So, and that's the point of this here sometimes, is to just kind of take some notes and go check out some things later. So, Patriot, we'll jump over to you. Is there any one that you shy away from, and for any particular reason?
Facebook, I don't really care for, but that's, you know, that's been for a while. Facebook started after I went blind, so I never really got. I guess it was just starting. I'm sorry. Because, you know, with the MySpace before that and whatever. So, I mean, that kind of limits me to as far as the visual setup on there. But some of the things, you know, just I don't like the way they organize stuff. And so for me, you know, using a screen reader and software and stuff, I mean, I can do it, but it's something I kind of stay away from as much as the other ones. And, you know, I would never say anything bad about GunTube. I
better not
like it, you know, and most of, you know, like Gun Channels, that I didn't mention that one, but that's one of the big ones because it, you know, kind of connects everything else, which is good. When I first started, I had some issues with it, but it was more, you know, my understanding of how the pages were set up. But, you know, right. When you talk about talking to the, you know, the people that run the platforms and stuff, you know, obviously talking to G and stuff in different chats, and that really helped out because, you know, once you can visualize, you know, for me, visualizing where everything's at, it makes a little more sense. You know, because I can, you know, because some places they just randomly throw it in there, and without, you know, naming different platforms and stuff, some of it makes no logical sense, you know, where you can, you know, it'll throw the sequence and stuff gets messed up, but that's just something I have to deal with.
Right.
So most people aren't, you know, wouldn't even notice that because, you know, you're obviously glancing at something and anything that's kind of weird to you guys, you know, you just skip right over. But right. Me, I have to kind of go knee deep in whatever kind of swamp they put together. So
right, exactly.
There are some that I've checked out that, you know, they just don't appeal to me. So the ones right. I'm on, that's the ones I like, I guess.
Gotcha. No, that's a perfectly understandable. Gizzard, what about you? As far as platforms that, you know, you may find weird and you kind of shy away from them.
Oh, that I've been on, you mean?
Yeah. Something you've been on and you're like, this is just too weird. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time here.
Discord is just.
Oh, really? Okay.
Really hard for me to manage. I can't get any traction on it. And it's just kind of, I guess it's not my kind of thing. Twitch is another one. Tumblr. Mm-hmm. It's just a whole different crowd.
Right.
And I'm not sure. I mean, I'm willing to accept anybody as a target audience, but I'm not sure there's very much to get there.
Right.
If you know what I mean.
I got you.
I'm probably a little bit too old for it, but I hate to say that.
Old dogs can learn new tricks.
No, I know it.
It's all good.
But yeah, stuff like that.
And I would appreciate if the chat wouldn't talk about certain things out there, speaking code or something, if you must, not innuendo, but code is fine. But especially with YouTube and a lot of the child predatory stuff and everything, the topic we were likely going to talk about tonight, had I bailed on this one. They are monitoring chats and doing all that stuff. Please don't get us in trouble. Get that guy's wife in here. What about you, dear? Anything that's just too weird for you to mess with?
I absolutely hate Twitter. Can't stand it.
Yep. A lot of people's going to agree with you, and that's kind of interesting because Gizzard mentioned some fairly big ones, and you mentioned a fairly big platform out there. So, I mean, that just goes to show you, and that's why I kind of wanted to do this little exercise, is that even though, you know, it may be a big platform out there, for some people it's too weird, or like Patriot, it's too hard to navigate, or whatever the case may be.
The only reason to have a Twitter at this point is when our child graduates and they'll do a thing on the Jumbotron.
Well, yeah, that was a cool feature of Twitter. And they did that at SHOT Show as well. They do that occasionally with things at SHOT Show.
But even at that, I need a child next to me to hand my phone to her and say, hey, do a Twitter post for me.
Because,
to me, it's just a little ridiculous. So.
Yeah. Twitter is an Instagram with words. It's basically, and it's hard for me to get that concept, to wrap my mind around it, unfortunately. Ghost, let you jump in here.
You know, as far as the big ones, Twitter, can't stand. I literally have not actually sent a tweet out in over a year. The only thing that's on my Twitter or stuff that from YouTube or Instagram or something that automatically posts over there. So I'm not smart enough to put a thought into 240 characters. So I gave up on that years ago.
Right. No, I completely understand.
Yeah. But there are probably, honestly, there are probably 10 or 15 platforms that I've signed up over the years. That I've just, I'm still there technically, but I haven't done anything just because it's weird. Google Plus to me is just a weird place.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if anyone has any issues with that, but it's weird for me. So oh, and there's, the biggest one is Google Plus.
And they're supposed to be shutting that down. Or
I hope
not.
So. I think they're supposed to.
Yeah.
That's what I'd heard. So.
Yeah, but I've been hearing rumors that they may shut down Google you never know. I mean, as well.
It's Google, and I mean, they got more money than.
Right.
They could keep it running for years if they wanted to. So
I got it. I got the email that said they were canceling, and two emails after it were trying to invite me to friend somebody.
So. Right. Right. It's like, guess not. So, yes. Budget was saying the eights have Instagram won't let you link, and then Steadley says, yeah, but you can put a link in the bio. Just can't hit the link on the app. Yeah, that's what he's saying. You can't click on it. And we talked about that. I believe it was on an after hours where we talked about the bio link. So just to throw that out there for the Instagram users, you can put a link in your bio, and then that links over to literally a ghost. Help me out. Is that called bio link?
LNK.bio or something like that, link.bio.
Link.bio or bio.link. Something hang on. Like that, yeah. I'm going to look it up here, so bear with me just for a quick second. I'll tell you what, I may have to go.
I think it's LNK.bio.
LNK, I believe it is. I'm fixing to go to my Instagram and look it up because I don't want to mislead anybody. But yeah. since Budget has asked and everybody else, yeah, go to link.bio. Do a Google search for that, and it's a service you can sign up for. And what that'll do, you have to pay for it, and it's a lifetime license if you pay for it. And you can do a custom link, so you can do link.bio/.
It's like $5 or something like that.
Yeah, it's like $5 or $10, but it's lifetime, and you can get link.bio/CloverTac. They do have a free one, but it's just going to put random characters in there. So it depends on how you feel about your branding, right? And then what that's going to do is that's going to in turn allow you to actually put links on that link.bio little page. So when somebody clicks your link.bio, it will take them over there. And all that stuff's organized. It kind of looks like Facebook still. It's all mobile optimized. It's a pretty cool little feature. So, since everybody brought that up, a couple people brought that up, it's worth discussing. So let's move on. Let's kick it into more of a positive note. We kind of talked about some of the weirdness. I'm just curious because I think that for me, as far as the platform that I enjoy the most, and this is kind of where this question is going to go, that I enjoy the most as far as engagement, as far as the back and forth with the people out there and that sort of stuff. Lately, it goes to Instagram, I think, honestly. Unlike YouTube here, you can't really message anybody on YouTube or anything. You can over there. You can DM somebody on Instagram. So if something's posted and you want to talk privately about something, you can. With things like we talked about, like link.bio, you can obviously add links and all kinds of stuff. You've got the ability to repost and really help people out. And it's quick, and it's to me, it's just very user friendly. So that's going to be, I think, right now in this particular time. If you listen to this in replay, obviously later on, go down and look at the timestamp because it could fall apart tomorrow and you'd be thinking, what is this guy talking about? Instagram's horrible. But as of right now, I think that's where it lies with me. Ghost, what about you?
I probably have to go with my top two. I think overall it's Instagram right now. I've really kind of gotten into Instagram the past 6 months. Really enjoy it. But on the business side, I really enjoyed LinkedIn. Got a lot of connections over on LinkedIn on a business sense. It's not necessarily for you know, videos or anything like that, but just being able to hook up business wise and connections, I really enjoy LinkedIn as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a good one. Gizzard, what about you? Favorite one for engagement?
I got to go along with you guys. It's Instagram. I mean, you can easily capture something in an image and you can convey what you're doing at the time. You can convey an idea, a theme, whatever you want to do, and pretty much get instant feedback from people. So, you know, with that and, you know, there's so many people on there. It's just, there's all my friends are on it. All my friends are using it and it's great. And you can even do short videos on there, which I love. I mean, so, and you can, like I said before, you can, cross post over to Facebook, Twitter, and, believe Tumblr from there also, just all in one shot. So it's a great app.
Nice Strike, what about you? Got to, right?
As I said, I'm majority of my time is spent working on GumTube, not necessarily using it. When I do stuff as Night Strike, I normally am doing a lot of YouTube. I'm using Twitter more. I'm using Facebook, not as much, but I'm starting to use it a bit more. And I am starting to use a LinkedIn a little bit for GumTube. Mm-hmm. But again, I just a few minutes ago, breaking news: GumTube is on MeWe.
Wow, there we go. Good show.
You're here first.
Steadily out there. He's saying that he wonders what's the dynamic daily users on Instagram versus Facebook versus Twitter. We talked about this. I believe it was before on an after hours before I got the ban. So it's been several months ago. I'm sure not a whole lot has changed. It pretty much went YouTube was on top and then it went Facebook and then it went Twitter and Instagram was down there somewhere. There was actually several. I want to say Instagram was in the top 10 or 15 on these platforms. But the thing about Instagram, and we've looked at some projections as far as traffic and that sort of thing in relation to YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook have been on a decline actually for some time, whereas Facebook is actually on the rise. So, I think it was Guy out there that mentioned that, Facebook does on Instagram. And that was a smart move on their part, I think, to acquire Instagram, because that's proven to be a very valuable asset. And unlike YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, which are sort of seeing their sunset days here, I believe, unless something happens in the near future to pump them back up, Instagram is going to be king of the hill before too long. Steadily says, what's on the rise? Facebook? No, Instagram. Where are we at? Budget, let you jump in here with your favorite platform for engagement.
For engagement, it's got to be Instagram, hands down. Seems like there's a lot more comments, likes, et cetera, going on over there than there is on YouTube or Facebook or whatnot. It just seems to be a more involved community over there,
right?
Which is good. I mean, don't get me wrong. I enjoy doing the YouTube stuff. I enjoy, having the Facebook page and all that. But as far as connecting with people, Instagram wins hands down.
I think it's easier because they don't have to watch a video. And it's going to come out wrong, but you'll know what I mean. You don't have to think a whole hell of a lot over there.
You really don't. And my next question, and I'm kind of rethinking whether or not I'm going to even ask this one, was going to be, which do you find the easiest to use? As a viewer, it very well could be Instagram for sure. as a creator, influencer, YouTuber, create whatever you want to call yourself, I guess, an Instagrammer. You know, maybe not. There may be other platforms out there that work a little bit easier. Who knows? Patriot, what about you? Yours is going to be kind of a unique perspective, I think, as far as that goes.
Yeah, I like Instagram, which I did it as a joke at first. I mean, I was on Instagram before anybody on gun channels or, you know, in our little community knew I was a blind guy. I do get, you know, some, I guess it flashes up to a lot of people that normally wouldn't, you know, see anything I do, you know, because I'm just a little guy or whatever. But I do see, you know, there's a lot of other people over there that, you know, I might not be on YouTube or wherever else. So that's kind of cool. And then, you know, if they do catch something that I do that's, you know, interesting or whatever, it does, you know, you see more movement, I guess, over there. I do like, I mean, personally, I like gun channels just because of, you know, the people that I do talk with a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, you can jump in there and you can drop stuff and you can find out quick information about all the other places without going to YouTube and having a search that, you know, and try to find, you know, whatever, you know how that is.
No, yeah, absolutely.
But the other thing is, you know, since I am just, you know, I'm quite small or whatever, so, you know, the YouTube thing is different, you know, because I obviously, you know, doing videos and images and stuff. I guess I do okay. I don't have much hate over on Instagram. So,
right.
But so that the I guess those two. I mean, I do like Twitter myself because when I first started it, I mean, I jumped, you know, I went like over 1,000, you know, within the first month, and mm-hmm. it kind of went crazy for a bit. But it also helps that you have two accounts and you talk to yourself and self-promote between several accounts. I guess that I don't know if that's
sure.
You know, everybody does that, but you know, anybody.
Yeah, I don't do that.
I talk to myself on a daily basis, but not through Twitter.
Not through Twitter. That's correct. That's correct.
It just helps, you know, when you throw out something, and that's one of the big things with Twitter. You know, you have to add tags and stuff. Otherwise, nobody's going to see it unless they're already following you. And unless you have something, you know, interesting to say, you know, that's not going to carry anybody new in or whatever, unless somebody else shares it. So throwing in those tags, that's why tying it into Instagram and stuff, you might want to, if you want to dive deeper into that mess, you know, I would definitely add tags and stuff over there.
Right.
Hey, can I touch on something real quick that he just brought up?
Sorry. Absolutely. Please.
I think, you know, we talk a lot about sharing, but that's one thing about Instagram also is the way to repost. There's so many people, and you can call reposts is the same thing as a share, you know, but I noticed Instagram, you know, you'll get pictures reposted and all of that by a lot more than any other platform sharing a video. So that also helps Instagram in my opinion.
Yeah. And, you know, we'll go, I'll finish up on that, but let's go to the wife there, get her thoughts on favorite platform for engagement.
It's definitely gotta be Instagram. But I think I've noticed something a little different than what you guys have really talked about. For me, Facebook is more a group of older people. It's more people my parents' age and older. No, seriously.
No, that's sort of what the chat was getting at out there.
So seriously, yeah. So anything I post gun related necessarily, my family is going to follow it. They may not necessarily like it or anything, but I think there's a lot of, you'll catch a lot more negative comments over on Facebook a lot of the times. And so people won't necessarily comment on my stuff. However, when I go to work, the hashtag stuff, because I shared I'll start off on Instagram and it automatically posts to Facebook, and it catches their eye though, where they may not necessarily like it or hit a thumbs up on it or whatever. They're asking me like, what's up with the hashtag? And what's up with this? I mean, I actually get called that guy's wife at work now. I mean, it's just they've caught on to it, but they're still asking questions, even though they're not really engaging in my Facebook. So, but all of that is coming from my Instagram. So.
Yeah. Where were we? We were what ghost was on earlier there. We were going to come back to that, and that's absolutely slipped my mind as to what point I was going to make on that. So I'm going to go back.
I was talking about reposting on Instagram.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Here's what I was going to say. I was close to that. For everybody that's out there, if you're out there in the chat here, if you're in the chat on the Gun Channel side, if you're, you know, and Mr. Piper on the Gun Channel side says Instagram is fast and easy for people to use. Yeah, it is. It's instant gratification. But yeah, you know, no matter where you're at out there, even if you're listening in replay, the best thing you can do to help, you know, any cause, any channel, any project, anything that's going on, is to share that stuff. I don't think people realize the power and the value in a share. Yeah, it takes a little bit of time to click a button, even though they kind of make that easy. They kind of put your Facebook buttons and your Twitter buttons and your other buttons on a lot of websites and on a lot of video platforms, a lot of these platforms we're talking about and whatever, so that you can kind of cross promote and share and whatever. But I think people take for granted exactly how valuable that is. So if you're following somebody, they put out something you really like that they put out, or, you know, if they're doing something in particular that, you know, you want to help out with or whatever, then definitely, no matter what the platform is, give them a share. So I seen that Paul with Gunstreamer jump in out there. I don't know if he's still out there. So that gives us a minute to mention Gunstreamer, which Gunstreamer hasn't been around long. But if you're not over there, you definitely need to go check that out.
I think next couple of weeks is a 1 year anniversary in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, they've got the new video player out. They've got the contributors feature. So if you're fed up with Patreon, but you still want to, you know, for whatever reason you see, I should say, because some people are not fed up with them. Then they got a feature that kind of sort of mimics that. It's called contributors. Yeah, a lot of good things going on over there. And they're definitely, like Budget was saying, with the platforms earlier we were talking about, they definitely work with the creators and communicate with the creators. And they're pro 2A, and they're out there to work with us, which is a great thing. So we definitely don't want to leave them out for sure. So I want to run one more through the room here before we tie things up. I'm just going to kind of put everybody. We're kind of going to put everybody on the spot. A little bit, but if we're talking about video platforms, because there may be somebody out there that's thinking, hey, I want to do videos, you know, but it just seems so complicated. As far as the easiest platform you think to upload content to, as far as the interface, the back end, the way it works, you know, how complicated it is, you know, from start to finish. In other words, I've got my video here. It's time to upload. So from the time it's actually on the platform until it's published and ready to go, what are your thoughts on the easiest to do? We'll start with that guy's wife.
Of course you would start with me. For me, sadly, it's YouTube. However, Gunstreamer has that import YouTube button, which is awesome. But I've had an issue trying to upload over there, and it's probably just me trying to learn the platform.
Well, but here's my take on that. And I'll jump in here before we move on. Here's my take on that. If you're being diverse, right? If you have diversification of platforms and you're uploading to YouTube anyway, then at that point it makes it easier to put your content on Gunstreamer, right? Gunstreamer is the easiest because all you got to do is import it.
Well, then technically by that standard, Gunstreamer wins.
Right. It has a contingency, but still. Yeah, it still works that way. Patriot, what about you?
The easiest as far as video is Instagram. Okay. You know, of course it is short, but you don't have to deal with, like with YouTube, you know, you got your descriptions and your tags and all that stuff. And I do my stuff from mobile. And so that kind of limits me, and it takes a bit because I got to go back and forth to cut and paste and stuff. So I can't set like the boilerplate because it doesn't work on mobile, you know, so you have to do it from your desktop or whatever. Gunstreamer is pretty good. When they started, it was kind of rough for me just because, you know, going to I have to do it on my desktop, you know, that kind of thing, or, you know, finagle. But obviously with that auto import, you know, that is extremely easy. But with the Instagram, you know, you can go right to it. You know, it pulls up your list. I can't see obviously the images, so I got to remember the times, you know, the timestamps and all that stuff for each one, select it and hope that's the right one kind of thing. But other than that, it's pretty simple. You know, you just got the one page and your caption or whatever. And then, you know, once you upload it, you know, if it's a video, I still haven't figured out the alt text for that, but yeah. So I guess the easiest one is Instagram for me.
Budget. What about you?
I think I'm pretty much going to have to go with everybody else on this, you know, well, kind of. I think the initial upload the video to a platform for me has to be YouTube. I just have the best experience with that for putting the video up. It works smoothly. It allows a lot of options with allows you to get in depth with your tags and whatnot and your search engine optimization. But as far as after you have the video uploaded to a platform, obviously it's going to be Gunstreamer with the auto import. I mean, it uploads it for you. How much easier can you get? Right. It's going to be YouTube for the initial upload. After that, Gunstreamer, hands down.
Gotcha. Mr. YouTube, Mr. GunTube, I mean, Mr. YouTube, Mr. GunTube. We wish you were Mr. YouTube because you could fix all this mess, right?
You're trying to trigger him or something?
But he's Mr. GunTube. He is. You're talking to YouTube. He's too close, man. You should have made a different name. You know, the Freudian slips are going to happen there. But, GunTube, right? GunTube has a lot of that, too. Tell us about it.
What would you like me to say? Anything specific or
GunTube will import, correct?
GunTube will import. You have to use the specific encoder on the website in order to do that. You could also just embed a YouTube video as well. Now, granted, that means your stuff is still hosted on YouTube. But again, we support all of that. Instead of just saying, hey, just upload all your content to GunTube, you know, we allow the choice of, like, if you want to keep your stuff on another platform of like YouTube and, you know, just link it over here, that's cool too. So, I mean, if you want to import your videos, you can do that, but you have to do it singularly because we don't have a script yet to do all at once. Mm-hmm. But again, we can't host everyone's videos in the world yet. We're working on it, but it's not in that scope yet. So if you want to put a video on GunTube, I would recommend just, you know, posting one of your YouTube links over there. Or if you do want to throw a few videos up, go ahead. But don't upload your entire YouTube archive because we may not be able to handle it. So,
right.
But yeah. When you're a one-man operation, it's hard to.
Yeah, and I mean everybody has to grow, right? So
yeah,
and that's what, you know, we started out knocking on a few platforms and you know, not knocking hard on them, but what was interesting is. It was some of the bigger dogs. It was some of the bigger dogs when we did that got knocked on, which was interesting. But yeah, the little platforms, bit GunTube, GunStreamer, bit Full 30, they're gonna have growing pains. They're gonna have some issues. It's gonna happen. And what's important is that, you know, those folks are working to get things lined out. I mean, they're moving forward, and that's what's most important. Gizzard, bring you in real quick.
Well, I pretty much reiterate what everybody else has said. Instagram is probably the simplest because you've got your title and your tags all in one spot, basically. The only bad thing about Instagram is you're limited to 1 minute, and that doesn't sound like a big deal, but I got, for example, Clover, that mail call I did this last week of yours, which seems simple enough. That actually started out as a regular video that was a minute and 45 seconds long, and I spent probably 45 minutes editing it down to where it would fit in 1 minute and then ported it back over to my phone. So, yes, it was simple to upload, but it took quite a bit of editing to get it down to where it would fit in there. Plus, you got to get it in a square, which isn't the easiest thing in the world either. So, as far as a regular video, I think GunStreamer is probably the easiest because you don't have all the metadata and everything else that you have on the YouTube side. So, you've got a lot less stuff to fill out, but you've got a lot less control, too.
Right, right. And, you know, I was kind of curious with that video because I've seen the edits and I'm like, what is he editing? What, you know, but I've done that too. I've made a couple of videos specifically because the announcements or whatever they might be, right? And going to put them on Instagram. And that 1 minute thing, man, it kills you. It's hard to say something in a minute.
I offer you guys to go check out that, how to fix your Instagram, that hack to get 1 million people to watch your video. I just talked really fast in that minute. Got it in 57 seconds, and I got enough for my outro there. But this is a question. Now, you can change it from square to landscape. So because he said to get it in that square. Is that what you were talking about as far as how it looks?
No.
Right. Because okay, I don't record it in a square. But...
Oh, you're talking about the...
No. Yeah, when you post it, you can have it in landscape.
Whereas the video?
Yes.
Yeah, you can also move it around. And so if you're standing to the left of the frame or the right of the frame, you can move it and center it and some other...
I mean, I recorded it with Instagram in mind, so I had everything dead center on the frame. So.
There you go. You're good to go.
Yeah, when you select the... To upload it, you just select and change it from square to landscape.
Right.
Right before you upload it.
Right. Ghost, let you get in here real quick.
My favorite is VidMe. Wait. Yeah. No.
Travis killed that one.
I can't. Honestly, I mean, YouTube is probably I'm most comfortable with. But GunStreamer is good, and I'll tell you, if you would have asked me 2 weeks ago, I would have said you're crazy. But whatever they've done, Full 30 is pretty simple as well. So I'm kind of digging Full 30 a little bit just because it said simple.
It was horrible.
It was horrible 2 weeks ago, but it's not bad right now. But yeah. I would say Full 30 or GunStreamer, honestly.
No, and I mean, that goes to the, you know, I still don't like the back end of Full 30.
The back end's terrible.
The back end is still, it's just not, it's the functionality is not there. It's just, they're behind the curve on it. But like a lot of these platforms, I mean, we talk about it and it, you know what, you know, they got to grow. So you got to allow them that. I'm trying to get an email off to Austin. He's out there with GunStreamer.
Can you ask him when he's going to fire Paul?
He may tell you.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
So hang on out there, everybody. And, you know, we were getting ready to close it out. But since Austin's wanting to come in, he's got something apparently, or maybe, or whatever.
Does he have an announcement?
Paul, if Austin bullies you, you let me know, okay?
I'm going to get a link. So I'm sending a link to Austin and also info at GunStreamer if you guys are out there and listening. So. Jump in if you want to. So what I'm going to do while we're kind of waiting on them, we'll go ahead and run this through the room. Let everybody give their plugs and all that while we're waiting for someone with GunStreamer to come in here, which will be a little treat for us here at the end. We'll start with Ghost.
I got nothing. Just get out there to the range, shoot, bring someone with you, turn the camera on, be part of the solution. And speaking of range drills, we'll be releasing the March drill of the month tomorrow. It's called a perfect 10. So that'll be coming up tomorrow at noon central.
Nice, nice. Is it like a hot chick on a piece of paper?
Yeah, that'd be nice. Now, basically, it's pretty simple. It's going to be a 10 shots. What we've done is we've taken the last few months of the different fundamentals we've worked on and combined them into one. And you have to do 10 shots in a circle as fast as you can using the proper mechanics. So
there you go. Very cool. Gizzard, what you got going?
Well, let's see. Tomorrow night I got Foul Territory going on 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. As always, visit my website at gizzardgary.com for all my social media links. I appreciate everybody who likes, shares, subscribe. Like, share, and subscribe to everybody on the panel. And thanks to Clover Tech for the invite.
Nice try.
Check out guntube.org. Do you want to send us an email? info@guntube.org. And, check out Night Strike's channel. It's pretty cool on YouTube. Was it Night Strike 1? He does a podcast every Tuesday nights at 9 Eastern called Hit or Miss. Don't miss
it. He's talking to himself in third person. That's a whole new level.
Yeah. Don't you love it?
Hey, I'm being positive, though.
They were talking Patriots.
Optimistic.
Patriots talking about self-promotion earlier. It got him going. Budget, you're up, buddy.
As always, thanks again for the invite. It's a great show. You can catch me on – I do a live stream on Friday nights at 7 p.m., The Right of the People. We're on my Budget Guns and Gear Reviews channel. Also, just as an FYI, I am kind of redoing a lot on my website, budgetgunsandgear.com. Instead of just basically posting up my videos and then putting the description for my video up there, I'm actually getting off my lazy ass and writing review articles and stuff. So I'm going to do that with all my newer stuff. Plus I'm going back as time permits and writing those articles out for some of the existing stuff too. So go over to www.budgetgunsandgear.com and check it out.
Awesome.
And by the way, The Right of the People is one of my favorite shows all week. So go check that out.
Patriot, you're on deck.
Well, thank you again for the invite. I appreciate it. You can find me Wednesday nights on Shooting with Disabilities on Rick's Life as I See It, 7 p.m. Eastern, and Saturday morning, 3 p.m. Eastern on his Saturday wrap-up show, as well as anybody else that'll have me. But you can find me at YouTube and GunStreamer and GunTube, Instagram and the Twitter, just Patriot in the Dark. On Twitter, I'm Patriot_ITD because that's about it. And I'm also doing the EDC challenge is still going on. And yeah, if you win that, you get a deck of cards and a keychain from Allen Anchor and a whole pile of stuff I'm trying to get rid of.
Very nice.
So just do your videos and then you can find me on wherever.
Good stuff. You bet. Hi, guys, wife.
Okay, so Gun Gals will have their live episode Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Check out That Guy's Wife on YouTube and on GunStreamer. I've got my EDC video up in response to Patriot in the Dark. That way he cannot say a female did not participate this time. Also, I have my new website up and going, www.thatguyswifemedia.com. I posted my first blog post today. Yay me. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I have a contest going. I'm looking for a logo for That Guy's Wife because the avatar that you're seeing, I need to get rid of it. I need to have something that is That Guy's Wife. There is a prize out there for $100. Plus, I'm going to have second and third place prizes also available. So be sure and check it out. So thank you.
Awesome. And I want to mention real quickly before we bring in GunStreamer, and I'm guessing it's Austin, but bring in GunStreamer here.
Yeah.
I don't think I've announced it yet on After Hours, so I want to do that. since I have the opportunity to do it live and before I forget. I just did a review article under Gear Report. So that's gear-report.com. I did it a few days back. Really fun. Totally different dynamic as we're talking about diversification and other things. Think outside the box when you're doing all this content. And with that, we'll bring in Austin. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for sending me the link.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. Is there something that you needed to talk about?
Yeah, I just browsing through the comments here. First, we'll address Night Strike. I see he mentioned at Paul Gunstreamer. I told Austin this, but GunTube supports the Gunstreamer message. And we absolutely support you as well. Like I think there's a support system that has to be built here for us who are supporting the 2A community, especially for video sharing. So we love what you're doing, and I feel that we've had some back and forth, and I apologize for not getting back to you as soon as I could. I mean, we are just so busy right now, but
I understand. It's no problem, dude. Whenever it happens, it happens.
Yeah, let's get in touch. Like we've talked here and there, and we'll get in touch. But I appreciate what you're doing, and I appreciate what all of the content creators are doing to support us. So so thank you everybody here on the panel as well, and thank you for sending us the link, CloverTac.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, you guys are always welcome. I don't know if you've been getting my emails lately, but yeah, I mean I've hadn't bothered calling you, of course, with that, but that's one of the things that's awesome is that we know that as we find little things and see little quirky things going on and all of that, that we can't email you or call you or text you or Paul or Ashley or whoever, and actually reach somebody, and not only just reach somebody, they reach somebody that knows what's going on and actually cares. That's a big thing.
Absolutely. I mean. And even we have the hardest of times getting in touch with companies like YouTube,
Yeah. Yeah, you pretty much have to be, several million subs and have a team of lawyers. That's what it requires. It requires lawyers. And that's horrible. And I understand part of that with billions of users, billions of channels. I get it. Does anybody here have any questions for Austin while he's here? Anybody in the live chat out there?
I'd like to respond to Austin, real quick, if that's all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Austin, you're doing GunStreamer your way. I'm doing GunTube my way, but I see it as we're attacking the same problem at different angles. Okay, so we literally have to throw ideas at the wall and see what sticks and see what works, because there's no set way to make a viable video sharing website. There's no set plans. There's no how to do this, how to do that. We all have to take it at a different angle and see what works.
No.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even for YouTube, we and my team here don't feel like we're taking on YouTube, right? We're not taking on YouTube or taking on any of these major platforms. We are taking essentially, and I don't mean to put it this way, but the scraps, right, that they're tossing out because they just don't care. And it's not just that they don't care, but there's some of the I don't know. I feel like some of these people have political bias on where they're throwing these, channels out or videos out, and they're putting pressure on gun channels, period. Right. Mm-hmm. So for us at GunStreamer, we've decided that we're going to succeed in this market to the best of our abilities. We're not going to take on YouTube, and that's not what we're trying to do. Although, we allow people to post content that is not gun related, right? We have, and we've spoken this many times, that we have people who do cooking videos, and we have people that do car videos or knife videos or whatever have you, and they do prepping videos. we're not taking on YouTube, but we're going to excel and succeed at what we're doing to help stimulate our market, which is very much becoming ousted on these major social networks. And we don't like it. And that's why we commend you, Night Strike, for what you're doing. Like, we love what you're doing, and we're doing it. We're all in the same bed, essentially, right? We're all doing this for the same reasons, because we have to stand up and do what we can to support our community.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Right.
Now, Austin Mel the Nut out there, he's got a tech question. If you're open and willing to answer this, he said, "What does GunStreamer use for storage?" Well, I know that may get a little techy if you decide to answer it, but
sure.
How's the storage system set up there?
So we actually have almost three now total backup systems for what we're doing.
Wow.
To put it at its foremost state, we just bought into this new video player, which we use, which is very technologically advanced. It's much more advanced than our previous video player, and we use it on now our apps, Android and iOS apps, and we use it on the website. To be perfectly honest about it, we use a system called JW Player, and it has figured out a lot of the technological details that we don't have to use. Now, like live streaming and things like that in the future, we'll be building upon based on this video player. And we also have we have a complete storage of all videos on Amazon on S3, and we also have a complete storage on another third party storage system that we can use as a backup. Wow. So we've tripled down on the backup of everybody's videos.
Wow.
To store all this data and stream all this data and streaming this data, and I'm sure Nightstrike that you can.
When we were going to talk, I was going to ask you about storage, because I'm dealing with that issue myself.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, you're fine. I mean, that's an issue that I don't think we quite understood when we went into this. I mean, we have developers that I'm working with personally, and I have a background in web development, and I don't know that we fully understood the cost and build this company on. And it's just not cheap, right? And there's bandwidth costs and there's storage costs and all of those things. And now we're storing them in three different places. Mm-hmm. So
now, but if something was to go down, what kind of time frame are you looking at if one of those storage places goes down to get things back up?
Instantly. I mean,
really?
If a video or an entire channel, like say CloverTac for you, just to use an example, mm-hmm. if your channel went down on our first and foremost storage location, instantly we would be playing your videos from our secondary location.
Wow.
So it's kind of like a backup generator in layman's terms.
Yeah, it's like a backup generator. Exactly, Ghost.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. So I don't see any more in the chat. What about the panel? Any questions for Austin before we get out of here?
Not really a question, but I'll tell you, I mean, I think Austin and Paul and Ashley know how, I feel about them and how most everybody else feels about them. But I got a question towards the end of this, but I will say this. I really respect your work ethic. I really respect that you put everything on the line, showed up to SHOT Show, not knowing what your future was. And knowing that you had to make a splash at SHOT Show. And if people don't realize, when you have the future of a platform and your baby and your business hanging in the wings of a week, hoping to secure funding, I don't think anyone truly understands until you've been there. And you guys knocked it. Not only did you show up, but you knocked it out of the ballpark. So you put a face to GunStreamer. You made people aware of GunStreamer that had never heard of you because you were there and you showed up. So I commend you on that. And my question is I'm hoping that your success during SHOT Show has turned into, have you had a lot of response from companies by now?
Oh yeah, we've had tremendous response, and we're working with people in our industry to see to the future of GunStreamer and platforms like ours to make a success out of it. This isn't a temporary thing for us, and this isn't just like a fail-safe to YouTube. This is our future, and we're in it for the long run. And, you know, thank you for commending us on, you know, like the SHOT Show and the future that we've done, but none of that has happened without the content creators, without people like you, Ghost, and without people like you, Clover, that have helped us snowball this into our own success. So we're all in this as a team, right? Oh, yeah. So thank you.
Yeah, it's really interesting to click on the channel tabs. I do that every now and then.
Oh yeah.
And I can remember like the very first time I clicked on that channel tab, and there was like one page of channels. it was like nothing there. I mean, it was yeah, there may have been, I'm relating it to what I see now. I mean, there may have been, you know, 100 channels or even a couple of 100 channels there, but it's just compared to the scrolling that you do through the channel, you know, through the channels menu or whatever now. It's unbelievable the amount of stuff on there, and the vast majority of those people have uploaded videos of some kind. So, you know, the workload that you guys have over there is no doubt it's a lot. It's pretty amazing that that you're pulling that off as well as you do.
It's amazing that four people can do that. That's you know, that's crazy. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, yeah, we're tapped. We're like, I know that we could have probably greater success if we just hire on a few more employees, right? But I think the fact that we're so busy keeping up with everything is a good sign. I think it's a testament to the success that we've had in the market. People like you, you know, people like everyone on this panel, exactly. I mean, it's been great to see that we're working together as a team rather than just a 1-to-2 relationship like YouTube has with all of their content creators, except, you know, they ignore most of their people, are given blatant, stupid, ridiculous responses that just don't make sense. So we are in this together. And
okay. Can I say something?
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely. As a female putting content out there and starting this new adventure and stuff, I've got to commend GunStreamer because they are out there and they're promoting my stuff and pushing it. And you're not seeing that on any other platform. You don't see any other group supporting and doing that for their content creators. They do that for all of you guys, like they've done it for me. And I think that's huge. So, thank you.
Well, I think it's interesting that they're actually promoting videos in general. You know, I mean, they if you go to their GunStreamer and you look at the front page, they have, you know, this featured video, and it's changing all the time, and it's, you don't see that. But I think the biggest thing that I think that you're giving the content creator, besides the obvious, is just the feeling of, they don't have to worry when they're doing a video. Is there something in this video that's going to get me a strike? Is there something that's going to be taken down because I might have put something that's against the terms of service?
Right.
We don't have to worry about that. And that is a very nice safety net.
Well, and a couple things I'll add to that. First of all is when you're talking about the promotion that GunStreamer gives, it's not just on their own site. That's what's insane.
Exactly.
That they push that out to other platforms as well. I mean, YouTube never in a million years would do that. And even some of the smaller platforms that will remain nameless that we've talked about tonight, some of the more obscure ones, you know, they're not going to do that. They're not going to promote your stuff on another, you know, site or another platform because, you know, they want all the eggs in their basket, so to speak. So, you know, to have that type of attitude that, you know, we're going to promote the creators because it's the creators that provide the content that the platform runs on. Yeah, I mean, that's it's pretty amazing.
Absolutely.
Well, and we are, since January, we launched two platforms. One of them was very much more public, called Contribute Us. which is essentially an alternative to Patreon, as much as I don't want to say the name Patreon, but it acts as an alternative to Patreon. So any one of our content creators can help us promote GunStreamer, and it helps GunStreamer and it helps the content creators. And it's 1A and 2A free, right? Everyone can, and I know that you, CloverTac, has used this very much to your own ability, and that's awesome. We absolutely love it. But also in January, we launched a very much, and this was more private, a very much more improved advertising solution for GunStreamer. So we are selling ad space, and we're selling ad space like crazy. And this is just since January, so we're just sort of gearing up. But the ad revenue that we make by selling our ad space is on an ad sharing solution, and that's for all of our content creators. And you know, many of you may not know this at this point, but we are selling ad space, and every dime of that ad space has an ad sharing revenue model.
Absolutely not, you know, so, but nice.
Yeah, so all the connections that we made at SHOT, all of the ad space that we're trying to sell is going to help our content creators as well. You know, I personally, as the founder of GunStreamer, have poured a lot of my own efforts and funding into this business, and we're here to stay. You know, we're walking up on our 1 year anniversary here.
Almost happy birthday, man.
Yeah. So we're walking up on our 1 year anniversary here. And it's not just a 1 year deal. We're going to be here next year, and we're going to be here the year after that, and we're going to be here to stay. So we appreciate all the efforts of our content creators. We have a very strong relationship with you guys, and that's not going to change either. Yeah. So we're here for you guys, and we're here for everyone who loves and supports the content that you guys produce. That's what it's all about.
Now, I know that since SHOT Show, I know that a lot of us have been watching closely over at GunStreamer, looking for ads and things like that. Is there a projection as to when ads will actually start being displayed?
Yeah, soon.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, we're in talks, but we're in talks
better,
with a lot of
better than eventually. Yeah, so that works.
Yeah, our spreadsheet is big and it's growing, and we're out. I mean, we have a development team, but I spend a lot of time on development, but I'm spending more time in the day and day talking with these guys than I am working on the development team. So sure. I think that's also a good sign, showing us that,
well,
you know, we're working on the business side just as much as we're working on building new features for you guys.
And I'm sure too that, you know, you probably have to kind of build up some advertisers and stuff before you roll that out. Otherwise, you'll have a situation where it's just the same old ads over and over and over and over again, right? So those advertisers have to create their ads and, you know, decide what they want to do, and then they've got to get them to you, and then you've got to have enough that, you know, you rotate through those, that way it's not, you know, it's not so
scary, yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, and there's a lot of psychology that goes into that. Like, you know, there's a remarketing psychology where, you know, someone has to witness an advertisement 8 times before they actually start contemplating whether or not they're going to buy into something. You know, there's a lot of psychology that goes into that, but we're handling those conversations with people in the industry. And that's the important part, is we're actually in the door at this point.
Right.
You know, we're actually in the door, and you guys have supported us here for the last year, and we're rocking up into our year anniversary, and you guys have supported us without us having run ads to this point, which is fantastic. I mean, we're ecstatic about it, and that's why we care so much about having a relationship with you guys. But there's a lot of psychology that goes into advertising, and so as we run these ads and as we build sort of a reputation and sort of a history with these advertisers, they're going to see that it's paying off for them, because we have a very strong market for these advertisers who actually have a very hard time advertising in social media. Mm-hmm. So we have exactly the market that they need. And with the support of the content creators that we, with a target audience, exactly, Ghost. So with the support that we have with our content creators and with the advertisers seeing a return on their investment, it's just a win-win-win. It's a three-way win. And so that will just snowball into better days and better things to come.
Right. Well, and it's also interesting to think about the marketing side and advertising for these companies. Is not only do they have to talk with you and you guys figure out a structure that's going to work for both of you, but like you said, now these companies have to actually come up with the advertising and the commercials, if you want to call them that they want on your channel. So that's going to take some time for their media and their marketing company and their people to come up with what do we want to put in our advertising space, and how much time do we want to have? And is it going to be a 5-second little thing, or is it going to be just a picture, or what's it going to be? And there's all sorts of that stuff going on. But like I said, the fact that, you know, you're out there and we understand it's a business. At least most of us understand that it's a business. You can't keep pouring money into something without a return. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you were jumping on the deep end saying, we need to start seeing a return on our time and our investment is nice, because then you met that and you said, okay, we need this. And then all of a sudden it sounds like to me that you're getting a bigger response than you even maybe anticipated, which has got to be nice and kind of, I don't know, give you guys some warm, fuzzy feelings that, hey, we are on the right track. So I think that from a creator side, it's only going to get better. And the last year has been great for us, but I can only wait to see, you know, what comes down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. These first couple months in 2019 have been vindicating, I guess could be the word. It's been very vindicating to see that our efforts are paying off, and that we're able to have conversations with these advertisers and these marketers that are ready to have the conversation and say, well, rather than doing these strange, obscure guerrilla marketing type tactics that may or may not pay off, we can do a regular, normal marketing campaign with you at normal rates and see a return. And that's not just the success of GunStreamer. That's, like I said, that's a success of the content creators like yourselves who have helped us support this platform in the past year. Yeah.
So right. What are the big plans for the birthday? You have a big bash?
Well,
you be working probably, huh?
You coming out?
I can come out to Salt Lake if you need me to. I'm in. That'd be fun.
Yeah, it'll be a good celebration, but you know, we're gonna celebrate it on our social mediums as well. Yeah.
Are you going to be NRA?
We're on the fence at this point.
I got you.
Make it happen.
We'll be there if we can, but we have to focus our efforts. We have to be very particular about where we focus our efforts this year. And I'm sure that makes sense to you.
It makes plenty of sense.
Now, Night Strike, you had a question from out in the chat. You want to build that one real quick?
Yeah, Meldonette was asking what kind of storage I use for GunTube right now. And some you guys might cringe at this, but I've got a local copy here at the GunTube headquarters, as well as I've got a copy on a storage server at the data center that the GunTube server is on. I also have a backup service, Blackblaze B2 is what I'm using. I'm thinking of switching to Amazon S3, and that's why I wanted to talk to you about that, Austin. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm also looking for other online cloud storage solutions as well, because I like what I'm using, but I'm not sure it's fitting quite well. So,
okay.
But I am working on this, and remember, as I said earlier, there's no set strategy. There's no instructions. Do this, this, and this, and you get this result. You got to throw things on the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that just got real nerdy there, Night Strike. So thanks for that. Austin, if you would, for those out there listening now or that might be listening in replay, if they want more info on GunStreamer or to talk with someone about any of their particulars, advertising, whatever it might be, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, so GunStreamer.com, pretty simple, spelt the way that you would think it's spelt. And that's on all of our social mediums, which is Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at GunStreamer, spelt the way you would think it would spell. You can contact any of our team at info@gunstreamer.com. You can contact me directly at austin@gunstreamer.com. I'm the founder of GunStreamer, and I still support that essentially any of our content creators or any of our users can contact me directly. Email me, let me know what you think. I see all the emails that go through info@gunstreamer.com, and you can email me directly if you feel so.
Awesome.
I don't know.
Thanks for jumping in tonight for a little bit. Awesome. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
And with that, everybody, we're going to get out of here. So stay nerdy. We'll see you next week. Bye.